Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin, on audio mode day 18. And this time I'm coming from my garden, and it's evening, and that's because I stupidly and accidentally, I must add, deleted the boo I did this morning on the way back from school. Because I've been having trouble with my feeds in Downcast. Started yesterday, and then Simon fixed it this morning, and then I had two of everything for a bit, but I just noticed that nothing else new had come in, so I just wanted to go into Audioboo to see if there was anything new at all. With Audiomo going on, that was very likely, but the old boo was there, and I meant to save it, but yeah. That's very interesting. Also just noticed, I was looking at my bird feeder. So I've got two out. Not that I've got any food in there at the moment. I'm thinking there's a lot of food around and they should be getting that. But yeah, I've got one that sort of takes seeds and grain, so that's of a see-through plasticky thing. And then I've got one that's just a sort of wire mesh. That's what usually the peanuts go into. And I've just noticed, so I just thought there's usually a sort of, obviously there's a pattern to it being wire mesh, but I just thought, hang on a minute, that's a rather big hole at the bottom. So it looks like, I don't know who could have done that, because the pigeons wouldn't get up there, they can't balance. But it looks like someone forced their way in. Someone forced that wire mesh apart to make a bigger hole so they could get in. Wow, that's impressive. They've destroyed my feeder. That's not nice. I'll see if I can bend that back before the winter. I'll see if I have another one of those. Otherwise, I also just noticed that I seem to have a new flower just opened up, which is some sort of, it's a very light blue, sort of a bell-shaped one, which is nice. Getting lots of unexpected flowers. Ones that I didn't plant, but they're growing anyway. And it looks like my lupins are getting a second flower. Oh, that's nice. So that was one thing I said this morning about the feed. And then the other thing, I think, oh yeah, there was another thing that I noticed with Audioboo. I noticed quite a while ago, because I was always able to tell the length of the boo by the size of the file. Five megabyte file would be about 10 minutes long boo. So it was always double. So 10 megabyte file, about 20 minute boo. And then very recently I noticed that it's now fairly equal. So 5 megabyte file, 5 minute boo. 10 megabyte file, 10 minute boo. So that seems to be done. Well, it must be something that Audioboo have done, but I'm not entirely sure. And it doesn't really matter. I'm not really too concerned about space on my phone, because yeah, my 4S would have struggled by now, but this one's actually okay. So now I've got a 6. I'm not really so worried about space anymore. I can have lots of photos and videos on here, and and also lots, I can just download the boos and listen when I want, rather than sort of prioritising. Trying to think what else happened today. Oh yes, I was going to, because Henry said he doesn't like mad science anymore. It was mad science day today. And he said he knows it all. He finds it boring. And I was quite surprised, because I'm pretty sure that they wouldn't have done that before. They do something different every week. So I said to him that he should watch out and then tell me all about it afterwards. In the event, he came out with a blob, which was quite exciting. He's not complained. So I need to ask him. I did say whether it was boring, and he said a bit. He said a bit. It was still a bit boring. But he was very excited. That blob is really cool, actually. I thought it was just a bit of jelly in the jar, but it changes shape. I got it out of my hand because he dropped it in the road, and it's got a bit of of grit in it. So I was trying to wash that off, thinking it's going to stick on the surface. But when I got it off, then when I got it out of the tub, I realized that it had sort of melted back into each other. So the grit was everywhere inside. And then as I had it on my hand, I then realized that when I turned it over, that it had taken on the shape of my hand. So it's proper cool. I need to have a look at the thing they got to see how they made that. Yes, and I think the only other thing I said this morning was about the 17th of June 1953, you know, because I'm not entirely sure whether I mentioned it before, whether I'm there before in one of my East German booths. That's why the date is significant, and not that I remember this date. I wasn't alive yet in 1953, but it's a very significant date for East Germans, and maybe it's sort of because they noticed for the very first time that maybe things weren't as good as they were being told by the GDR government. So 1953 had seen already enormous brain drain to West Germany, and the government had decided in one of their five-year plans, I remember those very well as a child, so whenever there was a party convention, we'd all hear about whether the five-year plan had been achieved or not. And the plans said there was going to be lots of heavy industry for sort of military purposes, but they weren't going to make food or consumer goods. And also employees were being told that they had to achieve higher targets, but for less money or the same money. And the economic situation already wasn't very good. And people rebelled. Construction workers in Berlin were the first ones to walk out, and they were followed by thousands of others all over the country. And then on the 17th of June, the government decided to send in the police and also Russian tanks, and people got killed. Nobody knows exactly how many got killed. Apparently, they're still not able to find this out from the archives that were opened up later on. But I think that stuck in people's minds, and I think after that, quite a few people left the GDR after that, until of course in 1961 the war went up, and that was it. If you hadn't escaped by then, you were stuck. And I think that was sort of the might have been sort of a turning point for people to realise that maybe the Soviets, who we always, while in school, we were still being told that they were our big brothers and they liberated us and we should look up to them and all of that. But we weren't given the, obviously we weren't told about the other things that Russian troops were responsible for in the Second World War. Some of them, of course, too gruesome for primary school children, when I remember we talked about this. But you can't say that it was particularly balanced. The 17th of June, 53, sort of a date that was held in people's minds. And then, of course, it went slightly worse before it got better. I think that was another thing I mentioned this morning, because it occurred to me that I only just about touched on the date yesterday, so I should have maybe elaborated a bit. I'll go in. I'm sure there's stuff to do. Hope you all have a lovely evening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.